From trauma to joie de vivre. How is that possible? Welcome to Post Trauma Secrets and Decluttering, where we go behind the scene and reveal how to free yourself. Come and discover the four dimensions of a decluttering journey with your hosts, Valerie Huart and JM Tetro.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our channel. I'm JM.
And I'm Valerie. Today, we're diving into a topic that touches many lives, yet often goes unnoticed. The impact of trauma on executive functions.
Whether you're here to learn, find support, or discover ways to help others, this video is for you. So let's embark on this journey of understanding and healing together.
First off, what are executive functions? They're like the CEO of your brain, responsible for managing tasks like planning, organizing, and decision making.
But when trauma enters the picture, it's like throwing a wrench into the works. Trauma can significantly affect these crucial functions, making daily life more challenging.
Let's start with planning and organization. Trauma can make it tough to break down tasks or set realistic goals. Imagine trying to plan your day, but finding it hard to even know where to begin.
And with organization, it's like the files in your brain's cabinet are scattered. Concentrating and keeping things in order becomes a recurrent task.
Prioritizing tasks is another area where trauma leaves its mark. It's like standing in a room full of shouting voice, each demanding your attention, overwhelming and paralyzing.
Decision-making suffers too. Evaluating options feels daunting, as if every choice is shrouded in fog, making it hard to see the path ahead.
Working memory and time management are key executive functions that trauma impacts, making it difficult to hold information or manage time effectively.
Emotional regulation. Trauma can make emotion feel like untamed waters, where calming the wave inside becomes a daily struggle.
Inhibition, or the ability to resist impulse, become a battlefield where every decision feels like a war between what's immediate and what's important.
And cognitive flexibility, or the ability to adapt and switch tasks, is like trying to navigate a maze that's constantly changing.
Starting tasks, monitoring progress, and persisting towards goal can feel insurmountable, as if each step forward is against a relentless wind.
But here's the hopeful part. With the right support and strategies, it's possible to navigate through these challenges and rebuild stronger executive functions.
Recovery involves understanding patients and tailored approaches. Therapy, mindfulness, and cognitive exercise can play huge roles in this journey.
And remember, you're not alone. Building a support network of friends, family, and professionals can make all the difference.
Trauma may challenge the executive function, but it doesn't define them. With resilience, support, and dedication, transformation is within reach.
If this video resonated with you, share it with someone who might benefit.
Thanks for watching, and see you in the next video.
Thank you so much for taking time to listen to this episode. If you want to help break the trauma stigma, share this episode and give hope to your friends and let them know it is possible to get free from trauma. Valerie and JM want to help you further by offering you Declutter Your Life 101. Be sure to go to dowellht.com/free yourself. That's dowellht.com/free yourself to get your free quick summary and start your decluttering journey. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to join us next time to discover another secret on Post Trauma Secrets and Decluttering.